I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like
howdy, everybody. This is KFNX 1100 on your AM dial, and it's time for Reading for Fun, Profit, and Understanding. This is Need to Read, and I'm your host, Alon. And at this show, we talk about reading for fun, profit, and understanding, and the development of habitual critical thinking, and the necessity of the ability to read, and read skillfully, to be able to understand what is happening in the world today, to be able to decipher truth from fiction, and to make good decisions on the future of your life and your fellow countrymen here in this greatest country ever on the face of the earth, the only bastion of freedom and liberty. I can amend that a little bit. Yes, the rest of the free world is relatively free, but without the United States, none of it would have ever come about. The British Empire would have never given up its colonies. The French and the rest of the European conquistadors and imperialists would have never given up any of their colonies. In fact, to this day, they really haven't given up much. They're still exploiting the rest of the world. There's a lot of discussion about that, and we can possibly talk about it. If you'd like to call and talk about anything I just said, or anything else, you can call me at 602-277-5369, or toll-free 866-536-1100. And if you want to talk to me personally, or email, or text me personally about the show or any other subject, you can call me at 602-725-6895, or text me there. And you can also email me at needtoreadkfnx1100@gmail.com. And also the number 602-725-6895 is the number for attention to detail mobile hand car wash, where we do the job the way we would like to have our car done. An absolute excellent job, either just washing it or detailing it completely. We do everything, including paint restoration, removal of scratches, and all that stuff. My son Moses is the best when it comes to that. And so you can give us a call if you want to talk about want to do some car washing, or if you want to talk about anything on the show. Today, in today's show, in addition to having input and whatnot from my co-host Sarah,
hello,
I am going to cover these subjects. And see if we have time. What? Biden investigations, industrial propaganda, which Sarah is going to talk about in her 48 Laws of Power,
which is a great book.
Yes, and it talks all about how people who accomplish a lot, how they do it, and also it goes into how our lives are being manipulated by powerful companies. And we're going to talk about the military industrial complex. And we're going to talk about the impeachment and the all the things that are being said, and especially Representative Dingell.
How long does an impeachment last? Like, okay, so when they start from start to finish, is it like a 6 month
period?
There
is no set time.
And so he can go out his term, and it can still be in almost like an election for impeachment.
The trial in the Senate is not going to take long. And the Democrats, and Mrs. Dingell, who took over for her husband when he died as a representative from one of the districts of Michigan, is parroting the lying, deceptive lines that all the Democrats are parroting. Mm-hmm. And they put her on here because they figure everybody afraid to attack her. And in fact, Fox refuses to ask the proper questions. He goes on and on with this about how it is that they let the Democrats talk and say things that are ridiculous, and then they don't even ask the proper questions as to challenge those things. Well, that brings up this subject. And let me see, here we go. Okay, all right, I have a solution. The solution on gun violence and gun control. The solution that should work, and mm-hmm. if everybody has any sense, they'll listen, and the government will do exactly what I say.
Yeah, like that's going to happen. Like,
well,
come on.
Listen to my solution here in just a minute. Okay, no, we'll go over that. And then we're going to have a little bit of talk about, where is it here? Got to switch back over to the other page. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about why the world is in kind of in the way it is. What presidents since the First World War have actually promoted freedom and liberty? Which ones? And I'll tell you, there are only three of them, or four of them: Coolidge, Kennedy, Reagan, and Trump. And mm-hmm. we'll go over that. So,
to me, the president, whoever makes me money, really, I really care about, actually.
Well, that's probably why Trump is going to get reelected, because the things he's done has pushed this economy.
I do admit, on one of his occasions, he did actually deregulated, SBA loans and, financing for businesses. It used to be harder to get, and now it's a little bit simpler, and the rates are a little bit different in longer terms. That is a great example of why, the economy is doing so well, is because there's actually a high rise in entrepreneurship to actually hire more, employees. And without employees, they can't buy real estate, so we would be all screwed.
And that's exactly opposite of what Obama did for the last 8 years, constantly throwing more regulations on the economy, constantly saying things like, well, your toilets are using too much water, their showers using too much water.
I think it's just because he's a conservative. He's really reserved. Even though he's a Democrat, he's really reserved. And he was playing I think he was playing where he was actually fixing what Bush did, at least fixing it.
Sarah.
The way that it went down.
What did he fix that Bush broke?
I think he fixed a lot of it, just putting regulations onto the mortgage industry.
Actually, if you investigate the legislation that was passed, they didn't put no regulations that stemmed their government handouts and their bad practices.
Well, I'm talking about like licenses and stuff like that, and the corruption in the mortgage industry, because it was pretty corrupt in 2006 and 7.
And it was still corrupt afterwards, because in fact they did not pay the price for their corruption. They got bailed out.
Right.
And that was wrong. They should have paid the price.
Actually, US Bank is one of the only banks, and Wells Fargo at one time was one of the only banks that didn't get a bailout. That's why, Wells Fargo went, which I used to work at that in there, and they did a growth, at that time by buying Wachovia and fixing a lot of those, banking loans.
And that's exactly the point. Yeah. See, you know, if these people had not been bailed out, mm-hmm. they would have had to sell those assets at a super discount. That means that means those assets would have been available for people with money to make good and make good on it. But instead, the government bailed these people out, thus giving them reward for bad behavior.
Right.
And then once again, putting more regulation on the government. So Obama's solutions really didn't do anything. They're the kind of solutions that Hoover and Franklin did during the Depression, which caused the Depression to last longer. That's why during Obama's administration, we never had anything but 1% growth. And as soon as Trump got in there and started knocking these regulations down and freeing up business, we immediately got super
growth. It was actually a big bill that was passed with the Small Business Association, where they're able to actually do more funding and at a reasonable rate and term and conditions. So I think that has a lot to do with the economy. I know this is because I do that currently. That's what I do, is business financing and consulting, and I help you expand and build your business to the next level,
and
to higher employees.
Go ahead and tell us the name of your business, your streaming stuff, and
I'm an entrepreneur, so I own three businesses. I do have a business development professional group, which is a finance business company, and I can finance your business at any time, so you could contact me anywhere. You can message the station, and then you can definitely get a hold of me. I'm part producer of one of these shows, the show currently, and a couple others, so it's kind of nice. We're on MM Entertainment Network. You can find us on YouTube, SoundCloud. We're on Snapchat and all of social media.
And you could find Attention to Detail on there too?
Yeah, you could find Attention to Detail on there as well.
I meant Need to Read, but you could find Attention to Detail as well.
Yeah, and Need to Read.
And Need to Read. Right.
Well, because that's part of our production team.
Right.
Yeah, so you can find us at www.entertainmentnetwork.com. That's always nice for you to subscribe. Definitely you get uncensored and censored videos, so we do have ones that are are not on the radio, if you do want to have an uncensored, you know, talk show to listen to, we definitely have that as well.
Also, this show is sponsored by another Attention to Detail.
Mm-hmm.
Attention to Detail Recycling and Cleanup. I will come to your house, your business, or anywhere else, and I will clean up. I have a couple of trailers and a couple of trucks.
Good name.
And we do not leave a mess. If we clean up your stuff, we rake it up, sweep it up, and clean it up. And we cover it up, and we cover it so we're not in violation. And we take it to the dump if we have to, or we scrap it, or whatever we have to do. So, and that same number is 602-725-6895. And you can do that. When we come back, and we're going to go back over these subjects, Sarah's going to talk a little bit more. We're going to argue about whether Obama was rotten or not. And
well,
a few other things. And we'll be right back.
I made American great.
Every highway we've seen better days, the morning after blues.
Welcome back to Reading for Fun, Profit, and Understanding. I'm Alon, your host here for this 45 minutes more or so of Reading for Fun, Profit, and Understanding. My co-host Sarah.
Hello.
MM Entertainment Network.
Yeah, tune in to MM Entertainment Network. We're streaming live. We're also all in our social medias. Definitely find us there.
602-277-5369 or 866-536-1100 are our call-in numbers. Call in and talk to us about what you want to talk about, anything actually. Reading, and the stories that you've read or any stories that you want me to tell you about, or if you want to know about my recommended, reading material, I have plenty of that. Yesterday I managed to call in to, Roman Ullman's radio show here on this network at I called in the last segment of the show. His show is called Voice of Democracy, which I like to deridingly call Voice of Hypocrisy. But I think that Roman makes some extremely good points, even though I disagree with 90% of them. There are that at least 10% in which I agree totally with him. And he put out he said right there on the air that he was talking to the new owners of KFNX, and I guess there's new owners. I don't know too much about it. And he was talking about having debates among, I think, the radio show hosts and stuff. I'm not really sure. But I am all for that. We could sit down and we could have a debate about the issues and have some rules about how the debate is to be conducted so that people are not talking over other people. Each person gets a minute and another person gets a minute to rebuttal, and that's the way debates ought to be done. And that brings back Representative Dingell.
Well, with that kind of name, I think you would have problems.
I am tempted to make fun of her name, and it's not a very nice thing to do.
Oh, it's a she. Oh, that's even worse.
Well, her husband, Dingell, he died. He was a flaming leftist, and believed in all the
flaming leftist.
Yeah, meaning he was adamant about the government constantly being involved in everything, and more taxes against the rich, because those rich are making so much money, even though they already pay 99% of the taxes. We're supposed to pay a little bit more, and because they're not paying their fair share is the reason we're having all these problems, which is a bunch of crock.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Dingell, she is so ignorant about what the real truth, how government really works, and they keep thinking this is a legal criminal trial. This is not a legal criminal trial. It does not go by the rules of the legal criminal trial. It is a political trial. It doesn't even matter if he's guilty or not. If the House wants to impeach him, he's impeached. It doesn't matter if he's guilty or not. If the Senate wants to convict him, he's convicted. And that's that. Facts and truth actually don't matter. When it comes right down to it.
Do you know that 25% of our prisoners actually, are innocent?
That's a subject
it's
that
a
hasn't got any.
Because here's the thing:
it somehow remotely has something remotely to do with what I'm talking about, and I'll be glad to leave my subject and go to it, because we all know that the Democrats hate Trump, and that's why they impeached him, and most of the rest of the people are going, well, okay, he's an idiot, he's kind of a big mouth, but we're not throwing him out of office, so it's stupid. So,
right.
Yes, innocent people in prison. It is a vile thing, a very vile thing. Right. It's as vile as private prisons. One of the most vile things there are, because the state is abdicating its responsibility to administer punishment and giving power of one individual over another. And that is wrong, wrong, wrong.
Well,
and we need to.
But
I tell you, that is the wrongest thing in the world.
Yes, it is, and it's been going on for years.
And then
centuries and centuries.
Prosecutors railroading innocent people.
It's been going over 100 years.
Of course, it has. That's why the founding fathers made these rules about what you can bring in as evidence. One of our founding fathers said, "It is better to let 100 guilty men go free than to convict one innocent man."
Well, yeah, I'm saying 25% of them are innocent because those are just people are making decisions and you're depending on other people to make that decision. You have reasonable doubts. You have enough evidence where you can throw it. That's why there's a defense attorney and then there's a prosecutor.
Well, it
attorney.
Doesn't always work that way because
let me tell you,
the prosecutor has the entire power of the state behind him.
Right.
And so many of us have no power to, we can't afford to buy these high-priced attorneys who know how to file motions and manipulate the courts and search down evidence.
I'm not an attorney or anything like that, but I've done my own filing and my divorce.
I have too.
And I think what it is it's really filing the right, proper paperwork, based off of each law, because every time there's a law, there's about 3 or 4 or 5, there's like 10 laws underneath that law.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So
case
then,
law it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
And precedent.
Right. So then like you have so many different laws right underneath it. And you still have to follow those and you have to file motions based off of those laws.
That's true, but it does, but that is true.
Based off of rights.
But one thing that trumps all of that is the Constitution.
Right.
If you can file and say that my constitutional rights have been violated, through this law. This law now is being questioned as to whether or not it even applies and whether or not you have to follow the actual rules of that law. And that's why we have that provision where you can say, this law, it shouldn't even been a law, and so I shouldn't be governed by it. And that law is in violation of the restrictions on the government making laws set in Constitution. The Constitution says the government shall make no law doing this or doing that. It doesn't say it can make some in case. No, it says it shall make no law. And that is our Constitution is the most incredible thing in the world. And watch Democrats twist it and go around, shroud themselves in the Constitution.
I think it goes on just people twisting it. Everybody's twisting it. Okay, so like
I have this teacher.
I
despise Democrats and Republicans.
Well, I had this teacher lesson when I was younger, and they would tell me a story, right? And then I had to turn next to me, and I had to repeat that story to them. And then they had to have that person repeat it. I know the exercise.
Okay, so everybody's gone through it.
Well, not everybody, because if everybody's gone through it, they will be smarter. Okay, because if you really think about it, if every time that you say something, it is going to be construed, and it is going to be repeated differently, it is going to be said differently, no matter who
absolutely not. That will do for verbal.
Yeah,
that will do for verbal, but it will not do for the written word. And that's why is the written word and the ability to have skillful reading abilities and comprehension is so important. Because when you take it and you put it on paper, you can't say, "Oh, well, I didn't actually mean that. I misspoke." No, you wrote it down. That's what it means.
Right.
And that's why the written word is the most important part of our understanding of things, so that we can go back and say, "Well, this is what you said. This is your arguments for your position. Do you now think differently, or do you adhere to what is written?" So when you have, and like you're saying, when you have just talking back and forth, the words get misplaced. You didn't hear exactly what he said. You thought he said something else.
Yeah.
And so when you repeat it, it goes on. Yes, by
just
the time
like
it gets,
just like a translator. A translator will put it in another motion.
Translating is a very unique art because we say fall asleep. But in other languages, they don't say fall asleep. They say something else about how you managed to go to sleep.
Right.
Well, we say fall asleep. And there's all kinds of examples I could come up with if I just had them on the tip of my tongue right now, but I don't. But that is, surely we have a way of saying things in certain languages that would not mean the same thing unless you interpreted it to it.
Right.
You can't do a literal translation.
Right.
Yeah, you can't do a literal translation. Okay, but that doesn't take away from the fact that that some people purposely, consciously misinterpret what they know interpret something they know in a different way than they know what it actually means, or they interpret it to mean what they want it to mean. And I believe that there is lies. There are people
who tell
lies.
Well, there's lies everywhere, but we are sponsored by Arizona Personal Injury Centers. Definitely give us a contact at 602-577-4744. Arizona Personal Injury Centers, 602-577-4744.
And that's a referral service for find people who need doctors.
Doctors, DUIs.
Lawyers.
Lawyers, personal injury.
Right.
And since we're talking about politics, I know that everybody, this is a big political view. With insurance and, victims and being in an accident and maybe even someone passing away from a severe like that, from a DUI or something. So, we're here to help. 602-577-4744. Arizona Personal Injury Centers.
Say that again.
Arizona Personal Injury Centers.
Number.
602-577-4744.
And then there are some people, need lawyers because, they're not getting their fair shake when they get in an accident and stuff, because they and you need someone to stand up for you.
We'll come back for 48 hours. 48 laws of power, right?
48 laws of power. Okay, we'll do that when we come back. And of course, I'll be ranting or raving about all the things that are going on in the world, and I have a few reading suggestions for you, and we'll hopefully take your calls. We'll be right back.
Ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger.
Welcome back to Reading for Fun, Profit and Understanding, and the Development of Habitual Critical Thinking. That is the goal, and it's also for fun. Reading for fun. I wanted to address what the Democrats are continuously saying about the Bidens, and Trump asking for the Bidens to be investigated as part of his investigation of corruption in the 2016 election, and the spying on him by the FBI and the CIA, and possibly their collusion with the Ukrainians and the Bidens. And every time it's brought up, the Democrats say, well, that was looked into, there was nothing there. But there has not ever been named an investigation, an official investigation about this matter. Not once have they ever named one. They always say, well, it was looked into, the New York Times did something about it, or da-da-da. In fact, it hasn't been looked into, and that's exactly what Trump was after. Why was he spied on in the 2016 election? Why was the U.S. government arrayed against the candidate Trump to try to keep him from winning the presidency? And that's what Trump is trying to find out. If they want to bring in witnesses, that's what will all come out. I guarantee you, they're not going to want to bring in witnesses when it comes right down to it. He's going to get acquitted, and we're going to get on with the business of the government, and we're going to hopefully try to
But you said earlier to me that this could take years.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because it couldn't take years. Because first of all, that's another argument that the Democrats like to pretend that is true. That they couldn't call these witnesses. They couldn't call these witnesses because they were gonna claim executive privilege, and then you were gonna have to sort it out in the courts, and that could take months and months and months. But that's a lie. That's an absolute lie, and that once again, I can't understand, why don't the Republicans point that lie out? They could fast-track it to the Supreme Court. You don't think the Supreme Court would fast-track it if that came up and there's an impeachment going on? They would get off whatever vacation they're on, go sit, and they would decide. Just like they did in 2000, when Bush and Gore were locked in that battle in Florida, and the case had to go to the Supreme Court to see whether or not they were going to count more ballots or not count more ballots. They weren't in session.
But that was a little bit more important.
Impeaching a president is not important?
Well, I'm not saying it's more
important.
It's important, but let's go my generation. My generation at this point, we know that's what we're asking.
Sarah,
we know it's not
how old are you?
I am 41, and I don't care
what
about
generation
the, I don't
you,
care
what
about
generation
president.
Are you talking about? Your generation.
Well, like no,
you're,
back in the
you're past, almost
back
as old
when
as
Clinton
I am.
Was. When Clinton went out with that girl, and then Clinton went out with that girl, what was her name? And then they took him to impeachment and went through the whole thing.
You mean Clinton?
Yeah.
He didn't go out with her. They stayed in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
No, they impeached him, and I don't think that was right because they should have impeached him for some of the other things he did. But they impeached him because he lied. He lied under oath, which is a crime.
Right.
He
That's
lied
what
under
they
oath.
Really got him. Is when he lied under oath.
It was such a clear violation, criminal violation, that he lost his law license.
I know.
But I still don't think he should have been convicted.
I made money with him. I made money with Bush, halfway with Bush, and halfway not with Bush. I lost a lot of money with Bush. And then, you know, now we got Trump, and Trump opened up a lot of stuff. It's all corruption. Yet they're not going to impeach him. It's just a waste of our money.
Well, that's about one of the, well, you said a few sensible things today.
Yeah.
And that's definitely one of them. They're not going to impeach him. So, I mean, they're not going to convict him. They already impeached him, right? He's already impeached. But they're not going to convict him because... So why are we wasting the time on it? That's exactly right. Why? Because the Democrats are inflamed with hatred. There is a saying that says their hair is on fire.
Yeah.
Because they hate him so much. Because what it comes down to is what he's done is he has refuted everything that Obama went around crying and whining about. He's saying, well, there's white people are oppressing people. The rich are getting away with everything. And we're gonna change it. So what happened with all their little ideas? Things never got any good for anybody during the Obama years.
No, it didn't, but it fixed a lot of stuff that was already going on.
No, once again, Sarah, you're woefully ignorant about that because he didn't fix what was going on. It was broke so bad that just letting it go was enough to help out. And for 8 years, we had the lousiest recovery. Okay, you know what a recession is, right? It's kind of like when business slows up, right?
Yeah.
And we have them every so often, right?
Every 10 years.
Every so often. But there's always like, after a recession, there's like a recovery, right?
Yeah, that's why you have to have a war to have recovery.
No, you don't have to have wars to have recoveries. Not at all. I could point out plenty of examples in history that you did. But every time you have a recession, you have a recovery. Well, it just so happens that the recovery usually takes about a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Obama's 8 years, we never had a real recovery. Not one. Real recovery. We never got past 1% GOP. I mean, that is miserable. And as soon as, and the reason
one
is,
thing he did was, his was more government programs that he had out
oh,
back
I know.
In the day.
Program this, program for that. Yeah. He had that guy Solyndra. Then he had the
programs.
Here we are.
But the one thing I am appreciative that he did put a licensing, there was a licensing format that was put in place, when he did go in because of
a licensing format for what?
For the mortgage industry and the real estate industry. It did cut a lot of that stuff because it put the corruption out where a lot of people, your brother, your uncle, you know what? Even your dog could be a mortgage person back then.
Yeah.
Your dog. Could you imagine your dog doing your finances?
Come on. That's a little over the top.
We'll chalk
one up for Obama, but he probably didn't do it intentionally. I'm sure it was something that just happened by the way because everything he talks about, in fact, he touts himself as the constitutional scholar. What a joke. What an absolute joke. He sat there and said, well, the Constitution is remiss because it didn't address the redistribution of wealth, like as if the people with a lot of wealth are supposed to be required by law to give it away or something. He is not a constitutional scholar whatsoever. He is a partisan hack, a man who believes in that how the white man has oppressed the poor and oppressed the people of color. You know, I resent that. I resent being called a person of color. All people have color. White people are so white they turn pink, but that's still color, and I don't have anything against anybody. Why would I have anything against anybody because of the color of their skin and for them to categorize me into a certain category, call me a person of color? Let me tell you, I'm half Mexican, I'm half whatever else it is, and I'm full-blooded American. And that's the only thing that matters.
Well, isn't
and anybody
well,
that cries and whines about because of their race, they're using their race as an excuse.
The air here.
Get your butt out and
the
work.
The only reason why American is because of immigrants. We were
That's got nothing to do
yes,
with
it
the
does,
freedom.
Because
it's got nothing to do with the freedom. Nothing yeah, to do with
it. No, it does, because if it wasn't for the immigrants to actually work hard and actually help the whoever
I agree.
Came.
Okay, I agree.
So we that are is, made up of immigrants.
That
all of us
has
are.
Not got anything to do with the freedom and the opportunity that we have here.
But
just
when,
because you're an immigrant doesn't make
own,
you something special.
But America is in its own right is an actual, to me, is another whole another race. Because it's a multiple races mixed together
right,
of immigrants.
We're Americans.
But that's what I'm trying to say to you.
We're Americans.
Is I'm saying...
We're not Italians.
No,
we're not this.
But what
we
I'm
are
saying is
race-wise.
We are a mixture of all immigrants of all races, and that is why we're called Americans.
That's right.
That is exactly why.
But immigrants,
so I, you know,
immigrants
no
are
argument
not necessarily,
the...
not
no.
necessarily a good thing all the time. They must be regulated. After we decided that instead of just letting them come in mm-hmm. and registering them, we started to have quotas and stuff. Well, that's the way the law is.
Right.
And for people to come in. Beyond
but
that
I'm talking
is
about
wrong.
Centuries. I'm talking about when we first got here,
sure.
when the pilgrims
and
got here.
And right now we have this problem. We
I
have
just
people
don't
who
understand
were let
the
to come in.
Thing.
We have people who were let to come in because our immigration system was not properly enforced. And they've been here and we haven't made them leave. And so I don't think that it would be right to make them leave now. They've been here. We let them stay here all this time. Now we're going to kick them out. That's wrong. So,
well, that ain't gonna happen. We already know that's not gonna happen.
Well, actually, it does happen sometimes, unfortunately, because, you know, they have some person that somehow ran afoul of the law a little bit, but they've been here for years, they got a family, and all of a sudden they're gonna get deported for some minor thing. And, you know, we gotta come up with some better solution than that. The open borders idea, the idea that anybody can just have a path to citizenship, I don't think anybody who came here illegally should have a path to citizenship. They should be allowed to stay. And become a resident. But mm-hmm. it's becoming a citizen, they'd have to just show that.
That's like 7 to 10 years anyway.
Well, when you come across illegally, it's illegal. You know it's illegal.
Yeah, so, but no one's educating them down there. No one's educating them out there in Mexico. You think they're saying, hey, well, there's, we're gonna go to America.
Yeah,
and,
we should have already set the people of the world free anyway, so we don't have to worry about this.
Right.
We should have promoted liberty and freedom throughout the world. So wherever you went in the world, you had the same safeguards. Police can't knock your door down and drag you off without warrants.
Well, if that happened, then we would all be at peace, but that ain't going to happen right now in our lives.
It should have already happened.
Yeah, well, it's
and
not.
It could have happened if we had pushed it. And that should be our goal to this day forward, that we push freedom and liberty for all people. All
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping around my back stairs.
Welcome back to Reading for Fun, Profit, and Understanding. Here in this last segment, Sarah is going to talk to us a little bit about her business and where and what they do. And just before the show ends, I'm going to give you some more reading recommended readings. I'm going to give you four right now, and then at the end of the show, I'll give you four more. I've given these before. I'd like someone to read these and call me up and tell me how you read them and how you like them. The first one is The Rocking Horse Winner by D.H. Lawrence. And the second one is Flattery is Greenleaf by Flannery O'Connor. And The Fairy Goose by Liam O'Flaherty. That's FOFLHERTY. Liam O'Flaherty, The Fairy Goose. And The Open Boat by Stephen Crane.
Well, you know, I gotta add mine in there. Mine is, actually The 48 Laws of Power.
That's your book that you're going to be talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've been...
By who?
It is by Richard Green, with an E, at the end of the green, or the N anyway. And that actually book is a very influential book into my life in business and strategy, dynamics of politics and strategies in politics and in business as well. So, and it gives you of a method of history always repeats itself. Right now, like, we were just talking in about politics and how, each president, but history does repeat itself. And this book kind of shows you the samples in life from history that has done that, based off of strategy.
Does it not also give you, a guide on how to use that repeating history to your advantage?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially in a business dynamic. So, you know, I do business consulting and I do the financing and I help you expand your business to the next level. Which actually we are sponsored by, Bighorn Law Firm. If you ever want to get in contact with them, the number is 623-219-8469. You can call them and they can actually assist you with any personal injury.
Say that again.
623-219-8469. They actually sponsored a big part of what we do in general is expanding and building your business. And that is something that I kind of specialize in, helping you get to that next level and hiring employees. Because without – we have a great responsibility as entrepreneurs to be able to supply job positioning and also be able to have our real estate being bought up in neighborhoods. And that's what our responsibility as entrepreneurs to do, and that's what I come in for.
So what percentage of the workforce works for entrepreneurs, small businesses?
Right now it's increased. It went up to already 47%. It was a little bit lower than that. At one time it was more corporate. But since entrepreneurship and speaking and putting yourself out there has been a big, big movement right now and building yourself up and being able to help with that, I think that has a lot to do with the economic growth that we were just talking about with Trump and the SBA loans being deregulated, because it makes a big difference on how you can actually expand.
However, problems are.
It's employment problems that it's very hard to find employees and actually have them to come in and be loyal to you.
Boy, don't we know that.
A very hard thing, but also you need to have that a working capital to really have that cushion on to move on to the next idea and the next section of your of your business.
Big business should not be maligned as something evil. In fact, it's a good thing. It's what's made our life possible. However, big business can be corrupted, and I believe that that book does cover some of the ways that big business goes into government and influences government, not necessarily for the good of the people, but
the good of the business.
Oh yeah,
good in the business, and I think that has a lot to. It shows a lot of corruption inside and outside.
Absolutely, and I have some great examples of it. Maybe we can catch next show about how the trolley car system of San Francisco got destroyed by a conspiracy between the government and a bus company.
Roger Rabbit.
I have industrial propaganda.
Right.
Because the big companies like to come on and put commercials on telling us how good they are for us. So, you know, you got to really be careful. You know, it's very
well, it has a lot to do with, like, if you're, like, for instance, if you become and have employees and how to have good employees to do that and also know how to live off of the money but not starve off the money. It's basically what I kind of do is do an inspiration every morning with my staff. And then I also put in place in there is, look, we're going to make money today, and I like money. I love money, and money loves me. And that is the saying I say every morning, so then I have to build myself up to go to that next thing, to go out and actually bring
Well, that sounds very inspiring, Sarah, because that is something that I try to live by, because you can't give up. You cannot give up. The opportunity is so much opportunity out there. No one's got any excuse. And I realize that if you come at it uneducated, you're going to have a harder time. But no matter whether you're uneducated or ignorant, you've had a bad turn in life, if you get up and try again, and when you get knocked down, you get up and try again. I don't care if you got to get up 10 times. One of these times, you're going to get up and you're going to try again. You're going
to
succeed.
How many lefts do you need to go to get it right? And it takes
a few.
Sometimes it takes a few. I have successful businesses. I've had failing businesses. I've had employees. I had non-employees. I've been there. And the whole thing is never giving up and doing it, because, like I said, I like money and money likes me. And I said every morning. And I even say it on the radio because I think it's going to actually be possible.
Money
for me.
With propriety is necessary for life. But money as a vice is the corruption of life. So we need money, and you should produce things.
Right. But I think you, shouldn't be scared of it though. Don't be scared in the fear of money. I think you should.
I don't know who is.
Well, they're the fear of getting too big and failing, or the fear of maybe barely making it and actually not having that dollar to go to treat themselves.
When you're self-employed, sometimes you do feel like you're barely making it. Yeah.
So the fear of money, don't be fearful of it. Embrace that.
All right. So, hopefully next week we're going to delve more into this, because I really like talking about business and how the opportunity exists for everyone to become really rich. And if not rich, at least successful and a comfortable life.
Right.
We live in such an incredible environment. So, business is, MM Entertainment, and then you have your consulting, your business.
My business.
Did you
want
to give out that phone number again?
It's going to be 623-219-8469. Just call in and dial in for that. And
if they want to find you that company online, it would be MM, or would it be something?
So MM Entertainment Network is actually a network with all of our YouTube, and also our podcast and
consulting?
Radio. And then the consulting, it would be bdpgroups@.com.
BDP groups.com.
Business Professional Development Professional Group.
Yeah, but BDP.
Yeah.
Groups.com.
And you can find us there, and you can you want a consultation with any dynamic.
And your number for referrals.
The 623-219-8469 is for any kind of referrals for a personal injury. We were sponsored by that. Currently,
they'll help you find the right doctor, find the right lawyer,
yeah,
and all that other
they
stuff.
Just sponsored, they just sponsored Need to Read. They just sponsored us today. So
okay, and
absolutely.
I want to remind everybody, Need to Read, a.k.a. Reading for Fun, Profit, and Understanding, is sponsored by MM Entertainment Network, and Attention to Detail Mobile Hand Car Wash, and Attention to Detail Recycling and Cleanup.
Subscribe to our channel.
You can call me at 602-725-6895, or you can email me at needtoreadkfnx1100@gmail.com. And I'm going to give you some recommended readings. Again, we talked about the four, Rocking Horse Winter by D.H. Lawrence, Green Leaf by Flannery O'Connor, The Fairy Goose by Liam O'Flattery, and The Open Boat by Stephen Crane, and Secret Snow, Silent Snow by Conrad Aiken. That's a great story. The Catbird Seat by James Thurber. The Man Who Saw Through Heaven by Daniel Steele. The Real Thing by Henry James. And The Adventures of the German Student by Washington Irving. That is an incredible story. The Adventures of the German Student by Washington Irving, who wrote also Rip Van Winkle, I believe. And Luck by Mark Twain. We'll be back next week with more reading for fun, profit, and understanding, and the development of habitual critical thinking. So, until then, have a good read.